Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Yeah, why would you get a chicken Caesar salad at Salisbury House?
Well, I gained weight over the holidays and was trying to eat something healthy, but then I got extra dressing because it didn't taste very good, and it's like...
There goes I'm all
eating,
the health.
Yeah, and I'm eating, like, the least healthy, like, the most, the least nutrient-dense vegetable, which is just regular-ass lettuce. And, yeah.
Wow. You seem like you really achieved what you set out there for. But yeah. Salisbury House.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in. And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been? Are you giving your 10%?
Neck is today.
Where'd you go? It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening. So we can say most anything.
Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die
someday. This is our show and nobody's listening.
But yeah, so the Caesar salad at Salisbury House is nothing to write home about?
I mean, it was... The croutons were very homey.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
How are they homey?
Oh, it just tasted like if you made croutons at home.
Oh, so like no seasoning.
No, there was seasoning.
Okay. That's good then.
It's not as bad as when me and Zoe went to a restaurant in Gladstone.
No?
And she got a chicken Caesar salad.
Uh-huh.
See, this is a trend. People want to get something healthy, myself included. It's always well at this point in time that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, I'll get a salad. Mm-hmm. And then they have some kind of chef salad, which you don't necessarily want to trust that because it's like what...
It's going to be, you know, cherry tomatoes
and
lettuce.
Yeah.
Maybe some cucumber.
So you think a chicken Caesar salad is usually pretty good, and it's a little bit healthier than, like, a burger.
A little bit.
And this is my thinking. She got that in Gladstone, Manitoba, and the crouton was, it was very easy to tell. They had cut up, they just toasted a piece of bread. And just, like, in a toaster.
Yeah.
And then cut it into squares.
Oh.
That was the crouton.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's fresh.
No. We had to get something else. And then, oh, no, the reason she got a chicken Caesar salad is because she originally ordered some kind of wrap.
Mm.
And...
They didn't have the wraps?
No. They brought her a wrap.
Oh.
But it was... You know, like... You know, like, when you get Lunchables, and you're supposed to make, like, 5 or 6 little mini sandwiches or wraps?
Yeah.
It was, like, the size of that, but one of them.
How?
I mean, it was a little bigger than that, but it was, like, it was so small. And I think there was...
like, a McDonald's snack wrap sort of thing?
Maybe not even as big.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, it was an entree-sized wrap, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually with wraps, they like, overfill those guys.
So they brought us a chicken Caesar salad and the crouton. You know, the thing is, like, as bad as the food was, like, what a great story, you know? Like, if we had just gone to like, I don't know.
Something reliable.
Like Humpty's or whatever. Yeah. I think they got a Humpty's around there somewhere. Is Humpty's around? Still?
I don't know. What is Humpty's?
It's like a Smitty's or a Denny's type thing, but I think just here. And it would have just been like, oh yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
you know, if we had found like the most amazing gem of a restaurant in Gladstone, Manitoba,
yeah,
we'd be telling that story.
Yeah.
You know, like this place was amazing.
But you got the inverse.
But that story still wouldn't have lasted as long as the toast croutons.
Yeah.
And the mini, the half-size snack wrap.
Yeah. Did she end up eating the Caesar salad, or do you have to
eat another thing? She did her best.
Okay. Oh, man.
And then the coffee, like...
Oh, you never get coffee.
Yeah. I mean, and then the people hanging out there.
Yeah, the locals.
God bless them, I guess.
God bless them. Yeah. God bless you, Gladstonians.
Yeah.
Happy
talking about all-stars. talking with excitement about the food for some reason.
Who? What?
I think that somebody was talking excitedly about the food.
No, maybe. What did they order?
Oh, actually, I think they were just talking about coffee.
Oh, and you said, and the coffee wasn't even good. Who gets excited about coffee?
I do.
Like you can,
there are a lot of things
you
I
can
do.
You can drink a cup of coffee and be like, hot damn, this is good coffee. Oh my god, this coffee is changing my life.
Well, it's nice when something like, is good.
I understand coffee and the need for coffee and the way that you feel after drinking a coffee. I understand it now, despite the fact that all coffee tastes like awful. But I understand coffee.
You're not living, man. And there's good coffee out there.
How does it differ from bad coffee? It's less bad?
Good. Good, like, if it's freshly ground, I just found a, or something fun, too, is, like, the hidden gem. You know, like, I was driving to pick you up, and I had a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, I want a coffee, but what, I don't want to stop at Tim Hortons at the mall or something.
No.
And I was like, wait, isn't there, like, a Max or something? And I'm like, wait, it's not Max anymore, but what is it now? And then it was this place, I think it's on... Do you know, like, near that Central Park there? There's, like, a convenience store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where the Max used to, the Circle K used to be.
Yeah.
What is it now?
Vitam? No. Mega Mart? No. I don't remember what it was called. Vast Mart.
And they have...
They had, like, a machine with the beans.
Whoa!
They freshly ground the beans. They made the espresso. They steamed the milk. And gave me a really good cappuccino. And you drink it and you think, this is nice.
Wow.
It's enjoyable. And
how much did that run you?
$5.
Okay. So you're paying for it.
Yeah. Coffee is so expensive, man.
I know. It's wild.
But yeah, if you grind your own beans, like, I don't know, just injecting a little bit of magic into every day. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's also not necessary to get overly excited about coffee for someone like myself. If I was in the coffee industry, maybe, but...
But, like, that's an experience. Is there, like... Okay, man. Yeah.
A&W has a really great iced latte.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've heard their coffee is absolutely the worst.
No, just the iced latte. It's the only, that's the only one I've had.
How much is the iced latte? Is it, like, five... Is it, again...
Yeah, about there? That. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy how they do it. Because, like, Starbucks...
Yeah.
We talk about how expensive Starbucks coffee is.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular, like, the regular Starbucks cup of coffee...
$2.50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good. It's just it's good quality. Like, it tastes
good. Which blend do you get?
I don't know. I don't get it that often.
Because I get, like, the ones I've had. I've tried.
I just don't think you like coffee.
I don't, but, like, I don't mind. There's coffees that I don't mind. But, like, Tom Bargan, they have that is the worst.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that until I went there, and, like, it has tomato.
What?
It tastes like tomato.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Sorry, if somebody out there loves Tom Bargan...
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
But, you're like, and I'm sorry that you weren't loved as a child.
So...
Only had grilled cheese and tomatoes.
I think coffee... I think for the average... Yeah, that's the best. I think for the average person, there's just a level of, like, decent coffee. And then there's stuff that's just, like... Like an old dirty machine, Maxwell House. It's not good.
No.
But, like, yeah, like, I think there, it's also another thing to be attached to. Like people want to just talk about how they go to a certain place and do a certain thing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these passions are just things to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know,
why do we always need something to talk about?
I don't know.
Why are our lives so empty that a cup of coffee is something we talk about?
Yeah.
Because I had this coffee at work today.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Did you actually have coffee at work?
I did have coffee at work.
Like they made it?
Yeah, we have the worst coffee. It wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. We have a non-dairy creamer.
Like the
Coffee Mate.
Just the powder?
Yeah, just the powder.
That's actually the most unhealthy thing about
coffee. Oh, I believe that.
Coffee. Yeah, it's like you can light it on fire. My friend, I don't know if his dad or his uncle or something, had heart problems, and the doctor said, of all the things to cut out, that's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they
love it.
They always try to get cream, but we don't bother making coffee because their coffee is just the worst.
Go to Vastmart and get a cup.
Go to Vastmart. But then I'm spending $5 on a coffee.
Well, that was a double, though. If you get a single cappuccino, then it's probably $4.
Nice.
But it is nice. I think, yeah, I've noticed this too. The Bee Wow Mart.
Yeah?
You know that one? Over on Furby and Portage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They have an espresso maker there too. I think it's, Ethiopian. I think it's run by Ethiopian people. Yeah. I think that's same with that Vast place. Because I think that's a big thing is cappuccinos and espresso in the Ethiopian culture.
That's great. I love that, like, I don't know if it's, yeah, I guess that's because I'm in the... I love how I feel like the mini-marts are, like, evolving.
Yeah.
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 It's great.
Well, because it's becoming the... It's the unknown cool thing.
Yeah.
And then there's something romantic about the sort of, it's not like a curated store that looks like they put a lot of effort into making it look nice.
No,
it's usually, just honest.
Yeah.
It looks the way it looks.
Aisles are too cramped.
Yeah. And you can get crazy stuff in there too. Like, there's a hair product in there called avocado hair oil.
Everything.
They had honeycomb. Like just a big thing of honeycomb.
What?
Yeah. With honey in it.
This is a Bee Wow?
No, at this other one. You'd hope that you'd hope that Bee Wow would have
honey. Oh my god, it absolutely must.
Yeah.
That's in the name.
Speaking of avocados and coffee.
Yeah.
I think the
it's going to be the next
thing. The ultimate example of taking coffee to an out-of-hand level for the purpose of something to talk about. I saw somebody made a cappuccino in an avocado.
What?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Did the avocado hold up?
I think it was like they peeled it. I think it was just the shell of the avocado.
Okay. Did the shell hold up?
I mean, they only had to show the video of them making it.
No. Were they recently hospitalized for third-degree burns?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if whoever ordered that sued the coffee place for getting them a crappy vessel.
Yeah, pay for a cup.
I want my coffee in an avocado. Ow! It burned me! I'm going to take you to court.
What did you expect? You ordered a coffee out of an avocado. And sure, it's irresponsible to offer it, but...
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't offer it, you'd be upset. You probably even tried to force them to order it off menu. Like, I'd like a coffee and an avocado. That's not possible, sir. I said, I want a coffee in an avocado.
Do you think people are...
I'm on Yelp.
Do you think people are getting wise to, like, people, being over the top about specific stuff as a way to have like a little bit of power. Like coffee's a good example. You hear people ordering at Starbucks. It's like half calf, soy, half.
How do you find that out? Or like, how do you find out that you like that stuff?
Like you'd think that if the person had a pretty specific diet, like they're trying to avoid certain things, they could get it down to a pretty simple order. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I want half decaf with soy milk. Latte.
Yeah.
Fair enough. like you're you don't want to
soy milk latte.
That's fair, you know? But then people will be like, I need it to be 58 degrees.
Yeah.
Like just wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to be talking to your friend about your latest venture in keto diet for long enough that that coffee is going to cool to the optimal temperature.
Yeah, the person working who's making your coffee is making minimum wage. They don't care.
Is Atkins diet and keto diet the same thing?
I don't remember what the Atkins diet was.
Wasn't that the first no-carb diet?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, everything has to be a thing.
Yeah.
Why couldn't somebody just say, eat less pasta? Okay.
Well, because some people need to cut it right out.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but as long as you're having cheat days and are not being feeling guilty about your cheat days. Because don't get me wrong, cutting carbs out of your diet does wonders.
Yeah.
I lost 35 pounds doing that.
Yeah.
I gained it once I started eating carbs again. But when I did that at your house for a while, I almost got skinny. Not anymore. Well, I got really fat. I got really fat for the first half. Then I did the diet thing. And then I went down to, I lost 30 pounds. The best way to lose a lot of weight, for those of you out there who are wondering how you should lose weight, is like gain 30 pounds. And then then cut out all carbs for about a month and a half. Just eat a lot of spinach. And just, you know, and don't eat carbs and don't eat sugar.
And then you'll be back where you started.
And then you'll be back where you started.
Isn't that kind of like when people who play VLTs and then they've put in $600, but then like they got a win that got them up 300 or something, but yep. They're still
300 in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to tell your friends that you lost a lot of weight, gain a lot of weight and then lose it again.
Yeah.
That's what I'd recommend. Because yeah. I've definitely hit a wall. And by that I mean I don't try anymore.
Well,
but yeah.
I've always thought you were very handsome.
I'm alright.
We are the Two Princes on CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
talk about the elephant in the room. It's a new year.
Yeah. It is a new year. New year, new me, baby.
What is it? Revelations? Resolutions?
New Year's revolutions.
I think it could be damaging.
Yeah?
Well, because it's like... Yeah, like... I'm really gonna go for it. Like, if you have a realistic goal in mind, and then the advent of a new year seems like the time to really focus on that.
Yeah, it's a good way to...
Yeah.
It's a good official reset.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I think people create an insurmountable amount of goals so that when they don't achieve them, they can just say, well, that was too hard anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they don't even try.
Yeah.
And, like, and it's awful because, like, we don't set ourselves up to achieve our... Like, we make these lofty resolutions.
Yeah.
That we're going to eat better, exercise, you know, do everything...
Only sex on Wednesdays.
Only, yeah, we're going to do really well. And then on December 31st...
Because we're just in case you know, we're on Wednesdays... We bring the sex.
Yeah, we bring the sex on Wednesdays. And you get to witness it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were you saying?
So then on New Year's Eve, we go to a party.
Mm-hmm.
We drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
We stay up way too late.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 1st of January, the day that we're beginning our new life, we wake up hungover. Mm-hmm. So we'll eat garbage food.
Mm-hmm.
We'll, you know, we probably won't go exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these resolutions that we made,
mm-hmm.
we're likely to break on the first day because we're hungover.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, now it's January 1st, now it's January 2nd, and I've already...
You've already blew it.
I've already blown it.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to give up, and it's just going to be another year where I don't do anything, and it's just another year to survive. Because that's all we're here now at this point. It's just... breathing.
And that's a realistic attitude.
Yeah, because...
And if you do start end up feeling like getting something going on...
Too late.
It's a nice surprise, because you didn't expect that it would happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's no new... Like, I gotta wait till next New Year's to really take it in.
Right. Were you actually hungover?
No, I didn't do too much. I didn't do anything on New Year's Eve this year. But I've definitely had those years. Yeah, no, this New Year's, I went to the Times Change, and they sold out. They advertised tickets at the door. I get there. No one's there. Still sold out.
I'm sure that everybody came after you left.
Yeah, and
they probably saw you coming.
The girl at the door probably was just like, I don't want this ugly guy in here.
He looks like he hasn't put together any resolutions.
He's the size of a person and a half, and he's... this resolutionless jerk. He's all pixelated and you know, so we're gonna say it's sold out even though it isn't, and the people after us are gonna all be, we're gonna let them in, gonna sell tickets to the door to the pretty people, and that's gonna be fine. And then I went to the tap house, and it was just like, you don't stand outside at the tap house. You don't wait outside to get in at the tap house.
But they had a big lineup.
Well, it was weird. They had, like, because they had this, like, they had this little tiny little corridor that they made, because mm-hmm. they had the security right at the door, patting everyone down, mm-hmm. empty the pockets and the bins, doing all that stuff. And then they had a coat check right there.
Mm-hmm.
So then the entrance was basically always just people. They'd have two people who were trying to get in for the security, and, like, seven people who were going out for a smoke. And all the people who are... And so they had a lineup of people waiting outside just because there are people trying to get a smoke. The lineup is... the door is clogged because they have, like, five people that they're allowing in this little corridor.
They just need to start allowing cigarettes in bars.
Right?
Like, where are the countries... There still are countries where you can smoke, right?
I think so.
Like, in the bars. Like, I don't know.
I think in Amsterdam you probably can.
Yeah, so... If
you can do it in Vegas.
The tap house said, we are going to let Amsterdam own us.
Yeah.
So now we're part of Amsterdam.
That'd be great.
Technically.
Yeah.
This little tiny, tiny dot
mm-hmm.
on the map.
Canada.
That annex from Canada
yeah.
is now part of Amsterdam. I mean, the States have Alaska. Why can't Amsterdam have the tap house?
Exactly.
And people can smoke in there now.
That'd be great.
So they don't have as bad of a line problem when they're doing big events, because technically they were probably just trying to compete with the nightclub up the street.
But the nightclub up the street, there was no lineup at the nightclub up the street.
Mm, because they all went to the tap house because they saw a bigger line.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Let's build a line so people show up. But I was just like, I'm not standing in a line to go to the tap house to see a cover band.
And now they, you know, if they could get it to change it to Amsterdam Presents the Tap House, owned by Amsterdam,
then we can all
including
get
cigarette smoking, then it would be fine.
Yeah, it'd be great. So yeah, then I just went home and like meditated and smudged and made some goal setting and did, you know, the official, you know, I did it right, sort of.
Is it possible for you to say that statement without sounding pretentious?
No. No, it isn't.
Well, that's nice. How long did you meditate for?
40 minutes.
Wow! That's amazing.
That's what I'm up to now. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Twice a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do a 40 and then usually a 20.
Yeah.
Usually at my nighttime one, by like 20 minutes, I'm just like, I'm going to go to sleep now.
That's awesome. I can do, I do 20 sometimes, usually 10.
Yeah.
10 to 15. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's sitting around doing nothing, let's be real. But it sure beats watching TV.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing, except, you know, it's...
without distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get a... You know what show I don't, like...
You're going to get some flack for this?
Probably.
What?
Have you seen Reservation Dogs?
No.
Okay, well, everyone, like, swears by it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the greatest show ever.
Mm.
And, like, it's got 99% tomato score, 90% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's just, like, it's very okay.
Yeah. You know, it's
like I'm trying to
there's
watch
just so
it.
Much just like, there's just so much stuff out there that I see that it just seems either overrated or just meh, and I'm really really trying to just say, without being like dishonest about it, just say like it's not for me.
But like I'm flabbergasted because I'm supposed to love it.
Yeah,
everyone's telling me that I'm supposed to love it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's no Atlanta.
Yeah, that was
a great show.
Yeah.
But, like, Atlanta has got 92% on
TV. But American TV is just usually better.
I know it is.
Yeah, except there's the occasional hit in Canadian TV. When I think it's like, I think the problem is a lot of Canadian shows think they have to compete with American shows.
Well, they should try to do better to compete with American
But
shows.
I think that it kind of... I have no idea with Reservation Dogs. I haven't seen it. But like Schitt's Creek, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I've never really watched it.
It's okay.
But that's another show that everyone's supposed to just...
Yeah.
You gotta love this one. But I've seen little clips from it, and it just doesn't seem like the writing is very good. It doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather see Eugene Levy in one of the many Bandcamp movies. And, yeah, and that's... But then there's the occasional Canadian show or movie like FUBAR.
Yeah.
Where they weren't trying to do anything except just tell whatever story that was.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what that story was.
I love it. I think they're great. They're hilarious. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's very strange.
Oh, well.
The shows we're supposed to like. And, like, yeah, Schitt's Creek is even, I don't know. I don't know how. Like, cause it's also popular in the U.S. People in the U.S. like.
Oh, that's
Schitt's
Creek. Yeah.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you like it? It's not any good. It's maybe a little bit better than Corner Gas.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That was a show that's like.
Hey, man! My grandma loved it.
I bet. I don't know what that says about your grandma.
We have some things to talk about. We'll be back. We are the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
got a joke I've been dying to tell you. The silent kid is looking down the barrel to make the noise that I kept so quiet. I kept it from you, Pizzola. Missing from your life now. I could never be the puzzle pieces. They say that God makes problems just to see what you can stand for you to as the devil pleases. Give up the thing you love.
I could say Manitoba is really slow.
Oh. I saw this documentary about these Bitcoin bros. It's called Bitconned.
Bitconned.
It was pretty good. And then the funniest thing about it was just local, just funny because of, it's like proximity funny because the everything, like they promised they were going to have this card that could allow you to access any of your Bitcoin from any of the Bitcoin people.
Yeah.
And they said they were working with Visa, and Visa had no idea. They got a cease and desist from Bancorp for saying they were working with Bancorp, which I had no idea.
Yeah.
The CEO was a fake name, and when they found the picture, they looked up old white guy, and then they put the picture. And then they were interviewing this. They interviewed the guy whose picture it was. Uh-huh. And he's like, my name is no. Or he said the name of the guy. And he's like, that's not actually my name. My name is this. I'm a professor at the University of Manitoba.
Wow.
Yeah.
So old white guy is... Oh, sorry. I guess it's, his name was no old white
no,
guy.
No, but it's
Bitcoin.
Just... I think the reason why it's funny is because we're so aware of how... how insignificant we are here in Manitoba.
Yeah, we are. they were like, nobody's ever going to recognize some old white man in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to be like, oh, that's that guy. That's Fred.
But you know what? He represented us well.
Mm-hmm.
He was really nice. And he was just upset that they did that. And that was it. He didn't try to sue them.
No, this was like, that wasn't
He didn't
very
take
nice
any action.
Nice.
Because that's the Manitoba way.
Yeah, just
sit here and let stuff happen.
Yeah.
No resolutions.
No resolutions. We got New Year's.
Stuff's gonna happen.
We're gonna be there for
it. How do I be the least involved?
Yeah.
While still kind of being around.
While existing.
Yeah. Do you ever just check out when people are talking?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard not to.
I know. Well, nobody ever says anything.
That's not true.
Everyone's always talking about stuff that I don't care about, because I don't care about anything.
Mm, so it's a you problem.
Well, I mean, they're the ones who are trying to communicate. I'm not affected by me. When I zone out, I don't miss anything.
Nice.
I just nod. I'm like, you know, laugh a little bit. And be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe repeat, like...
I just set you up, and then I disagreed with you, but I was just telling you to say that. Or not telling you.
I knew I'd say it.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to load that one. I wasn't trying to criticize. I wasn't trying to set you up for something I could criticize.
No, you're just trying to load me up for something to say. And then you backed away.
I know, because I'm a wuss.
Yeah, you don't want to stand behind it.
I'm a proud Manitoba wuss.
Proud Manitoba wuss.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed about ever since I moved to this country of Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a rural community, which is what I would consider call the country when I was growing up in, like, the major metropolises in Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm just going to reduce Winnipeg down to a farmer village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you, what the hell was it? Yeah, so if the Tap House was owned by Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Like, then we would have some cred. Yeah. Like, because Amsterdam is, it's not even, I think it's probably smaller than Winnipeg. Yeah. But it's just so legendary.
Yeah.
And, like, the Tsar of Amsterdam, or like, or sorry, what country is Amsterdam in? It's not a sovereign unit.
I think it's the Netherlands?
Oh, yeah. Is that Holland?
Holland.
Okay, so if Holland, the King of Holland could just, like, come to the bar anytime, we would have to get aquavit or whatever they drink there.
Yeah.
And he could just sit there in a robe.
Yeah.
You could put the Poutine King to shame.
Yeah.
Which would be hard to do.
He's the king of poutine. He's like Budweiser.
Nobody else is the king of poutine.
No.
And that's
if they were, they'd have it in their name.
Yeah, and that's that. That's a proud thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Tsar of Amsterdam just hanging out. People would come from miles around and they wouldn't have to wait in line because they can go in there and smoke.
Yeah.
And
that'd be great.
The legal drinking age would be 16.
Yeah. More wins.
Mushrooms would be legal finally.
Yeah.
Because there was that business down the street from there.
Yeah.
That was going to be a mushroom business. We're waiting but they for were, it. You know, they got.
They were a heat score.
Well, they got too hopped up on the revolution.
Yeah.
Like, mushrooms are going to save the world.
Yeah.
We don't care who we tell.
Yeah.
Because this is for the greater good of all humanity. We decided when we were high.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two. But Amsterdam's been doing it for forever.
They got it locked down. You know what's up.
You could have a little mini red light district in there.
Yeah. By the pool tables.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There's naked people in cages.
Yeah, hold a stick and then stick it to this one.
What?
Hold a stick, a pool stick, and then stick it to this one, being the person.
Oh,
the
red stick light. It. Yeah. Nice.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Get what I'm putting down? You get what I'm putting down?
You get what you're putting down?
I do get what I'm putting down.
Do you get what I'm putting down? This is ASMR time.
I do get what I'm putting down.
Tapatio.
Yeah.
We're the two princes. We forgot to say that.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We're on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Let me tell you what happened last week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. No, don't I?
Tomorrow.
This is why I've been sick for like a month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I don't rest.
You should rest. Yeah. Rest is important.
I know.
On Monday, I was walking in our parking lot at my work.
Yeah.
And I took a step and I fell. Like, I just flew straight up and straight down. I destroyed my elbow.
Yeah. Is that the story you were going to tell when I interrupted you?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. And then I hit my head and I had a I got a concussion.
Actual concussion?
I had an actual concussion. I went to the doctors and they're like, you need to rest.
Legendary.
And it's like, yeah. And if the doctors tell me you should rest, that's probably good. You should probably rest too.
You know,
in a parallel universe.
Parallel universe, that's the career ending injury of your football career.
Yeah. If I had a football career, maybe I'd have been doing it. Yeah.
And what were you saying before that?
Oh, the other day, I was walking. I was leaving the park alleys.
Yeah.
And then this lady, she's like, oh, you look like an idiot dressed like a fox there, eh? And I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Because I wear my fur jacket, my fake fur jacket. And I'm like, whatever.
Hey, it's fake fur, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's fine. It's a stuffed animal. And then she's
it's awesome.
Yeah. And then she's like,
nothing wrong with real fur, though.
No,
I would wear the crap out of that if I could find one.
My coat is getting me so much pushback lately.
Because people think it's fur?
I don't know. This one thought I was trying to look like a fox.
Oh, wait, no.
Like,
now not having fur is bad.
Yeah. This lady, I'm going to skip this. A lady at the Toad was like, nice jacket. Is that mink? And I'm like, no, it's super fake. And she's like, don't tell anyone. You're gonna get punched for that. And I'm like, in my day, if it was real, I'd be getting blood thrown on it.
Yeah.
So where's the line here? I don't really support the fur industry.
It just swings back between the here.
Unless, like,
if I found an old fur coat.
Yeah.
That was like, you know what I mean? And this is like, you could wear this thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's super warm. It's definitely better than a fake, like the kind of faux stuff that's made out of plastic or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But that being said, you've had this coat for years. It's serving you well.
I found it in a Valley
Village. I don't even think it's made. It's probably, who cares what it's made out of? It's working well for you. You recycled somebody's clothes.
Yeah.
You didn't buy it new.
No.
That's a win already. If we want to get into the morals of it. So she was, but yeah, that isn't that funny? How it's like, oh, this is a little bit bad. It's all bad.
Yeah.
That's how people work.
Yeah, I was walking at the park alleys. I was going to go wait for bus. And this lady's like, so first she's like, you look like an idiot
You look like an idiot.
Like, you look so dumb looking like a fox there, eh? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm like, I guess so. And then she's like, I take a few steps and she comes back at me and she's like, got a smoke I can buy? I'm like, no. Because, you know, I'm not going to do you any favors.
No, you can't just be mean.
You don't be mean and then ask for a cigarette. Because, you know, if somebody asks you to buy a cigarette, usually what I believe the etiquette is to just, here you go.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the money because change is garbage. I don't need your dollar. It's going to go in a change jar that will never come out of it. So keep the money. Here's the thing. But I'm not going to do that for you because you just, for no reason, insulted me. And then she took that to be like, oh, you don't smoke? And I'm not going to say that I do, because that's a whole other problem. I'm not going to teach her lesson. I'm just going to reinforce
it. Maybe that's
it.
Just her love language.
Maybe, just being a dick. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, so you don't smoke? Afraid of that Jesus is going to get you?
What?
Yeah. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Afraid that Jesus is going to get you.
Yeah.
She said this?
Yeah.
Where are these?
And then so
how
she's,
do you attract these people?
I don't know. And then she's standing outside of the Marigolds there by the bus stop. I stop at the bus stop because I'm waiting for a bus.
Shout out to Marigold. That's a good place.
It's fine. and then she's like, too lazy to walk to the next stop? And I'm, you fat. Yeah, and I'm like, why are you?
She said you were fat?
Yeah. And
she said you're too lazy to.
Yeah, ask me if I'm too lazy to walk to the next stop.
But you were standing.
But I'm like, I'm at a bus stop. Why would I walk to the next stop? My bus stop is right here.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a bus. This is a bus stop.
Yeah.
This is what people do. So anyway, but then she's standing around there, and I don't want to be around her. Mm-hmm. And I do have time. I could walk to the next stop and catch the bus. So then I start walking. And then she keeps walking and starts yelling. And I'm like, and so then, you know, we're crossing the street, and then I stop and turn around and go back to the bus stop now because she's gone or she's leaving. And she's like, what, you running away from me? And I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of go away.
Yeah.
Like, go. But it's just like how?
Yeah.
Why? I hate humans.
I love them.
And maybe this is why I can't get into shows. But, yeah. It's like, where do you learn to treat people that, you know, in general?
Yeah.
And people that you want to, A, give you favors, like giving you a cigarette, and B, not leave you. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you want to walk beside someone, you treat them with respect. You don't hurl abuse at someone and expect them to stick around.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that is her love language.
Yeah. Oh, no, you should feel bad.
I do feel bad. Yeah. I didn't accept her love language.
Yeah.
That's like toxic love.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop loving toxically, folks.
Yeah.
We are the two princes.
We are the two princes. Okay. I'm
Chris.
I'm Chris. I'm Micah. And in a brand new world, there's a brand new world. It's a brand new world.
Mic check.
Let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist, claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. Do-do-do-do-do, that's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame him F-tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. While Sidney Sheldon teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man alive lifer. A pop pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a sting, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case. Need toothpaste, professor mint, monkey style nigga to death of dent. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor said. Right up on my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back to the essence. Read it off the tomb, either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the peas like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Sally walk. I tell y'all fools is hella cool, her ladies from Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off nipple and tip of nipples, metal fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst foes for flow without no talking orangutans. Only gin and tang, guzzle out a rusty tin can. Me and this mic is like yin and yang. Claim, crime don't pay. Listen, you, it's like me holding up the line at the kissing booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncouth. Spitting all out the sunroof, through her missing tooth. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up faster than a speeding knife. Strong enough to please a wife. Able to drop today's math in the 48 keys of life. Cut the crap for his rap. Touch the mic and get the same thing an A-Rab would do to you for stealing. What the devil, he's on another level. It's a word, no a name. MF, the super villain. Yeah. Doomsday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
kill you, MC.
It's Hugh Princess here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Micah.
I'm Chris.
Man. So, did you discover any new types of, like, I don't know. There's usually, like, some new dainty or something that... Did you discover anything over the Christmas?
Oh, no. I didn't... What's it called? Myself to it. I didn't expose myself to any dainties or dainty people.
Food for me is, like... Yeah. I love food, but I don't appreciate it enough. It's just, like... Just shoveling it in my face.
Yeah.
And
which is the way. If you cannot appreciate food, you can live very affordably.
Yeah, so if I already am just trying to fill a void that I'll never fill, I know that I'm not going to fill the void with food or anything like that.
Yeah.
If I already know that I'm not going to fill it, and I, like, let's get over this idea that somehow this plate of food is going to save me.
Yeah.
Because I know it won't.
No.
So why am I not just eating... like pellets, like healthy pellets. Like I can make my own pellets. I can mash up some chickpeas, some tripe or something even.
Yeah. The future.
Like I could just make a healthy pellet, eat that, because I know I won't appreciate it if it's in its elevated form.
No.
Plus, a lot of the food that we eat is just mean. Like, you know... a lot of the people in restaurants aren't being treated very well.
Nope.
The animals are not very happy. The farmers probably feel bad. Mm-hmm. Why not just eat ethically sourced pellets?
Yeah, instead of your blood pizza.
Yeah.
Built on the backs of high school students.
Yeah, they're probably bleeding into that pizza all the time because of their big acne faces.
Yeah.
And they got pizza face.
Pizza face! That's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have acne when you were a kid?
I was pretty clear.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I think I had a... I still...
Like, I have the odd one, but, like, they're... Like, my first, real girlfriend
just love popping your blackheads.
No, she had a lot of acne, and I never was anywhere near that. So
what do you mean?
Well, comparatively, I had zero acne,
right?
But I had the I'm sure I had the odd because I still have the odd pimple that comes
up. Did you ever have a girlfriend that liked popping your blackheads or zits?
Yeah.
A lot of them do.
Yeah, I know. Rin loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Miss her.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a grooming ritual. We're all just animals.
All just animals. Animals trying to be animals.
Yeah. And we're the only animals that drink milk.
Yeah. Except for... outside of babies. Cows drink milk.
Well, no, I know. Past being babies.
Yeah.
I thought that was implied.
There's no implying here.
But cheese is just so elevated.
Cheese is amazing. Like, how did we discover cheese?
So just an accident.
But how did we come across this accident? When did we accidentally spill vinegar into really spoiled dairy or really spoiled milk?
I don't think is the vinegar in it?
I don't know what's in it, but I assume it's a little bit more than really old milk. When did we get really old milk and then just decide, you know what, this isn't that bad?
I have this fear that the way that I'm going to die is by eating something that I shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll just eat stuff off the ground, like, you know. Like, if I spill popcorn on the ground, I'll eat it. But, like, what if a popcorn kernel spilled onto, like, I don't know, some, like, rat poison or something. And I ate that, you know?
Yeah. Make you a little sick.
Yeah, and, like, today I bought some vinegar specifically for cleaning.
Yeah.
And I asked the person at the store, I said, "Is this? Can I eat this?" Mm-hmm. And she said, if I did, it would probably, like, basically destroy my insides.
Yeah.
Because it can strip metal.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about getting that on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I really, I moved into this place and I set it up, but I didn't ever quite take, like, you know, there's like, you move in and it's comfortable, and mm-hmm. then it's like, hey, but there's still some stuff I got to take care of, but I'm going to start work, you know, focusing on all my other things. Mm. And then over time you take care of a few things, but then there's those little just piles of stuff, or like stuff you brought from your old place that you don't need, that are just in corners, and it's like, it's not bothersome enough to address, but it's still there.
And then you have a day where you're just really, you can't really even really like the place you're in. You're just sort of like, you know, you're trying to enjoy your time and your space, and then you see all these things, it's like, I should really get along to it. But it's still not enough to take care of right now, even though you just thought of it.
And the further you put it off, the longer, the harder it gets to do anything
and
about it.
The more it bothers you.
And the more it bothers you, the more...
In a general low level.
The more... Yeah, it's just a low, a throbbing pain.
Yeah.
But which kind of resonates with the one that's already there.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like you want it a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess pain is a distraction, too.
That's true.
But yeah, so I, like, I've never mopped.
Mm-hmm.
I should do that.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a, I've never, I've cleaned the toilet and I've cleaned the bathtub, but like, I've never done like a really, like, I've been here since last May, which is a while, and I've just done like, you know, scrubbing stuff, but I've never actually like taken everything out of the bathroom and like gone to town.
Yeah. So you're going to go to town in the bathroom?
Yeah, after the holidays, I have so much so much undigested and just built up clogged food in me that I'm going to eat a lot of fiber, and like I'm going to have to clear everything out of the bathroom, cuz it's going to be so crazy that it's just going to get everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I got the vinegar. I'm just going to throw the vinegar on it and leave, and it'll be gone when I'm done.
Yeah, perfect.
Because that's how vinegar works.
Yeah, this nice brown puddle everywhere.
It's clean now. Yeah.
Imagine a world in which you see numbers and letters as colored, even though they're printed in black. In which music or voices trigger a swirl of moving colored shapes. In which words and names fill your mouth with unusual flavors. Welcome to Synesthesia.
Do we have do we have a composting program yet?
I don't know.
Like every other city, there's three bins.
Yeah.
One of them's a composting bin.
Yeah. We have two bins that both go to the same place.
I don't know if that's fully true. I think that's just the way people like
get out of
recycling. But I do think that recycling is like the least you can do, and it's promoted so we buy more recyclable things.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I live in a duplex, so there's people on the ground floor, and the people in the house across from us also, for some reason, sometimes when they're too lazy to go back to and put their recycling and garbage in their bins, they'll just throw it in our bins.
They live across the street?
Like, across the parking lot, across the driveway. They also use our driveway, which is not their driveway. But that's beside the point. But they use our recycling and our garbage bins sometimes. But one of the two people will just throw their recycling in the garbage bin.
And it's like, or their garbage in the recycling.
Or their garbage in the recycling.
And it's like, we're trying to actually recycle here.
And it's like, we have four bins.
Yeah.
We have two recycling bins.
Yeah.
Two garbage bins.
If you're gonna commandeer our garbage, at least do it
in the right one.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't have them. It's not like it's just as easy to open a blue bin as it is to open a black bin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do it properly.
Maybe they're colorblind, man.
Maybe
you're discriminating against the colorblind.
You know what? If you're colorblind, just, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I believe there's a space for everyone in this world, except for you colorblind folks.
Wow. So, wow. Now your true colors are showing.
No. If you can't see colors, eat a peanut.
Nice. I like that. Peanuts are illegal now.
I know that they should be. So many people die from peanuts.
I know. But what have you not... Have you guys not talked to them, or?
No, I'm not going to approach them about it.
Did you?
Call? I'm not going to leave a passive aggressive note.
Right.
I'm not going to do any of it.
I appreciate that. So if you're not going to have a direct conversation, you're not going to do anything.
I'm just going to be upset about it.
Yeah, but
maybe I'll correct it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things I'll sigh and deal with.
Do you have this assumption that if you talk to them, it wouldn't go well?
I just think we gotta pick your battles.
Yeah.
Like, do I care that much to the point where there could become some sort of animosity with people I live in a close proximity to?
It's pretty annoying, though.
It's super annoying, and it's just like, why do you do it? It makes no sense.
You should talk to him.
But it's just so minor.
Yeah. I guess it's not a big deal.
And I don't know where it's coming from, because the lady across the parking lot. Oh man, and that lady, it's so weird. She has this guy come at like in the evening time and he just like cleans out her car and then drives away.
Does she know he's there?
Yeah, he cleans out all the garbage in her. It's probably him. He cleans out all the garbage in her car.
Probably who?
It's probably him who's ruining our stuff.
That's it. He's the one putting the garbage
but
in there.
He's such a cuck. I don't know what he's hoping for, but he comes there, cleans out her. He gave her a ride once, and he carried. She had a big bag that he had she had a box that needed to go into his car, into her car. Or into his car, because he was giving her a ride. She had a box that needed to go into his car, and she had a purse. And she was carrying nothing to the car. And he was carrying her big box and her purse.
Maybe that's the best that these people can do. Like, maybe for him, just the sprinkle of hope that maybe there's a chance somewhere, somehow, someday is enough hope for him to get by.
Yeah.
And maybe for her, just the fact that this guy does this stuff for her makes her feel appreciated enough to, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they're dating. I don't think there's any real...
I mean, the assumption I'm making is the same assumption you're making.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I think she's just like, well, I have a... you know, I have a pathetic little
sounds like a girl boss to me.
Yeah, but can't see it.
Yeah,
can't see how she did it. I mean, I guess, you know.
You know, fine. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. Listen. But he's ruining our recycling program. I don't appreciate it.
That's the biggest tragedy of them all.
That is, yeah. You know.
Who cares about these pathetic lives that we're witnessing? It's the recycling program that matters. Because they told us that we are doing enough. Mm. And that we don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he came by to fill up her antifreeze. Or her... Either her antifreeze
or... He's a car expert.
I mean, he popped the hood and did the thing. Yeah, he's a car expert. He's doing her car stuff. He's opening jugs of liquid and putting them in corresponding...
Maybe it's her brother.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I couldn't imagine... Like, he's there 4 times a week cleaning out her car.
Why does she need her car cleaned out 4 times a week?
She's a slob.
Mmm.
Like, it's a disaster.
Wow.
Codependence
is real.
It's real.
And it takes on so many different forms.
I'm just getting past my codependency.
Mmm.
I wasn't even that codependent. I was just a pathetic person.
Mmm. Do you care to elaborate in front of the world?
No, I don't.
Okay,
care.
We can talk about it or not talk about it later.
Sometimes you just think you've fallen in love with someone and they're falling in love with you. And then you let life happen and then they just sort of fall in love with someone else. I don't even know if they're in love. I can't imagine anybody being in love in this world. Mm. But then...
It does exist.
And then all of a sudden you're just like...
I know it's probably just a bunch of chemicals and stuff.
They're like a best friend who they're comfortable seeing once every 3 months.
At least it feels like
unless you put on a show. People. Yeah.
I like that. We were doing that thing where we're both talking at the same time.
Yeah.
That was such a good thing they used in... Trope is one of those words like irony that I don't want to use too often because it can be easily misused and a word that people use to sound smart.
Yeah.
But then ironically sound dumber because they're not using it properly.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say a thing that they used in writing in sitcoms and movies at a certain point in time where the two conversations
happen at the same time.
That's fun. That's fun.
Gilmore Girls did it really well.
All the women in my life love that show.
It's
it's fun.
It's not.
It's fun to talk about how...
The dialogue writing is just... It's fantastic. Like, they don't stop talking, and it's wonderful. But it's like, the things they say, it's just like, well, you guys are just a bunch of really bad people.
I think it's one of those things that... It's I can appreciate things about it, and it has enough human interest to like have some characters that you kind of like or are real people to some extent.
Yeah.
But I also just like my mom and my sister love it, and Zoe loves it.
Yeah, it's because they have women as the stars. There's not enough shows with women as stars.
Shut up.
That's why they like Sex and the City, even though the movie shows awful.
No, that was not bad either. Maybe I've just been brainwashed by having too many. Anyways, no, but I appreciate it because these people that I love it.
Yeah.
You know, it's good enough. I can sit there and watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because it makes people happy, then that's what I like.
Yeah. I'm lucky. None of the people that I love really got into Gilmore, luckily everyone who loved Gilmore, luckily I didn't love early in my life, and nobody loved me early in my life, and Gilmore Girls happened early enough in my life that by the time people kind of loved me, before I messed them up, they'd already passed through Gilmore Girls, so I didn't have to worry about Gilmore Girls, And luckily, no one I've ever loved loves sex.
All I heard was, I'm having a giant lifelong pity party.
I am so pathetic. Everything. You act as if I haven't always hated everything.
You don't, though.
Name one thing I don't hate.
He's sitting right in front of you, but you're too blinded by your own self-loathing to see that this person is working for your best interests. Are we done yet? All right, I think we can stop.
Beautiful. We did it.
We made it through another day. Yeah.
Congratulations, us.
We are so happy that you either listened or stopped listening or just tuned in or
Whatever you got going on, we're here. We're glad you're here now.
Yeah.
It's been another episode of The Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We'll see you next week.
See you next time. Next week. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. What?
Bye.
Yeah.
Farewell.
Arriento.
What?
I was going to try to say Abiento, but I think I said Arriento. Almost Oriental.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what was the actual thing?
Abiento.
What does that mean?
See you soon.
Oh, nice.
I learned that from, I think, Polka Dot Door.
What's that?
The Polka Dot kids TV show from back when I was young.
Ah.
The Polka Dot Door. The Polka Dot Door.
You found
see you
something
soon.
You like.
I mean, kids like everything. Kids are so dumb.
Farewell. Is that a good place to stop?
Yeah.
Okay.